this announcement on this financing plan to me indicates that that's sort of why they're lining that up, is in preparation for that filing as early as the 29th.
Now, your station had some exclusive reporting talking with members of the hedge fund who now own about 2% of PG&E. They don't think bankruptcy is a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a judgment call by the company and one that we know that they've been preparing for a year, potentially, even before the campfire broke out. And I think that the thing to remember is that once you get a bankruptcy court in the mix, you know, their first priority is going to be making creditors as whole as possible. If you're a shareholder, that doesn't necessarily, you know, pencil out for you. And so I think it's not shocking to me that you would see a company with that big of a share, you know, kind of sounding the alarm. It raises the question also that, you know, to your first question, which is, has this always been PG&E's ultimate intention, or were they trying to maybe leverage this announcement to get something out of the legislature and the governor? I don't know that they would have gone to the, you know, to those lengths just in the hopes of that. I mean, they've been warning again this drumbeat for a year about the potential for bankruptcy. But I do think that, you know, if the governor had come in with some sort of magical solution, they would have been all ears to hearing it. And so, you know, this latest sort of twist in what shareholders are saying versus what PG&E is saying, you know, what ratepayer advocates and wildfire victims advocates are saying. I mean, these are all the potential parties who stand to lose in a bankruptcy filing. And so I think it's no surprise that they're all trying to get out there and talk about what they see as the sort of flaws in this proposal and what they see as the alternatives.
And the number one question when you put out an FAQ, will my lights and heat stay on? I like that. And you answered that the short answer is yes. That seems to still be the case, I imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that's been the company and state lawmaker, the governor's real message from the first day that this all broke, you know, is that your lighting is going to stay on. Certainly the financing announced Tuesday is a part of that. And I think it helps PG&E kind of keep that promise. But, you know, we're not in a situation here like we were during, you know, the energy crisis of 2001, where there's any sort of question about the ability for the utility in at least the short term to deliver the power to, you know, to acquire that power or the gas. This is really a question about their long-term liabilities and whether there's enough money, you know, in the bank, so to speak, to pay for all the debts that they could potentially incur. And so this bankruptcy filing, I think it's important to see it through that lens, that this is a sort of a long-term move by the company, not that there's a short-term risk to the things that we all rely on as Californians.
All right, Marisa Lagos, thanks so much for talking with us. And we'll come back tomorrow and talk a little bit more about the fires and how those relate to the bankruptcy and some other issues. So thanks a lot and see you again tomorrow.
My pleasure.